y pase al grupo. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you for asking. My name is Anthony from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Is.
A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or trigger lock, is stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would support it.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support.
What about a locked container or case?
I'm going to say I would support anything that helps us.
Okay.
With them.
Understandable. And that's the reason why we're doing this survey. But I'm required to read every option to you, okay?
Okay.
A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Okay. Now, would you support or oppose state law requiring that the storage be accessible through or via a key lock?
I would support.
A combination lock?
I would support.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
I would support.
Great. We're almost done, okay? We are a little bit over half of it, okay? If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe case or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not be also be required to be unloaded?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Should it be unloaded or not?
Shit.
You
know what? I'm going to say yeah.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe case or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, is stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it is secure or no, it is not secure?
I feel it's secure.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that the gun to be stored securely?
I'm so sorry. Just so you know, I have a brain injury, so sometimes it's hard for me to understand.
Worry about it. Oh, I know how it is. I am recuperating from one. I was in a coma for 30 days.
And, like, it's so, and it's really bad because it makes me feel like I'm racist against my own people because I can't understand accents, and I'm Spanish, so that includes my
Oh, don't
my
worry
family.
About it. Oh,
so
believe me,
you
don't worry.
Can you do me a favor and repeat, can you repeat
sure.
that one for me, honey?
Of course. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that require that gun to be stored securely?
I support.
Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language, making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter into your home or search?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Now,
would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I guess I don't understand the question part.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns
no.
a firearm?
No.
Okay. So you would oppose it. Okay. Now.
Okay. Wait, can I ask a question about you?
Sure.
So I understand that correctly.
Sure. Yes.
Is it basically saying that they would be scot-free because they locked it up? Is that basically what we're saying?
They're
not held accountable because they had it locked up?
Well,
is that what it's stating?
No. Let me go and read it for you, okay? Just one more. Let me read it for you, okay? Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person?
Yeah, what's an affirmative defense? Maybe that's what I need to know.
Okay. Well, the affirmative defense is that he's not guilty of it.
Okay, then no. I would oppose that.
Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Agree.
You
yeah.
would support it. Now, would
support.
You support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I'm with it.
Okay. Now, in terms of personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Well, I was independent, but nobody coming in. So, independent, but
independent. Okay.
I'm Democratic.
Now, and I'm sorry to ask this question, okay? I'm going to ask, what is your age? 18 to 34? 43, okay. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White?
Hispanic,
Latino, okay. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male,
female?
Okay. Thank you very much. And I hope that you make a full recovery. I am the same process as you are.
Hey, then you'll love to hear this. I'm 6 years in. They gave me 10 years to never. I'm 6 years in, and I'm starting a job tomorrow. I'm scared.
Hey, that sounds great.
But
That's awesome.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try this small-time thing and see if we can get me back to a full functioning.
Definitely,
know,
of course. Look, I mean, it's great. It's great that that's happening, okay? I'm really happy for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you, working the poll, stuff like that. So keep at it. I know not everybody's so nice when they answer. So.
I know. I understand. But anyway, it's okay. You know, as long as we are able to keep on going, that's the best thing that can happen. You know,
well, thank
no
you.
Matter what happens, keep your faith. You're going to go somewhere. You know that. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Have a wonderful day.